Hello and welcome to an audio podcast looking at Black History Month. I'm Lizzie Antimi, an HR fast stream at the Ministry of Justice, and today I'm in conversation with Richard Heaton, Civil Service Race Champion and Permanent Secretary for the Ministry of Justice, and Rob Neal, Chair of the Civil Service Race Forum. Launched in the UK in 1987, Black History Month was introduced to recognise the substantial contributions of African, Caribbean and Asian individuals to British society throughout history. So, why do we think Black History Month is important? Anyone got any views?
Well, I'll start. I'll tell you, this is Richard speaking, why I think it's important in the civil service. I generally think it would be a good thing if we in the civil service became more comfortable talking about race and talking about black and minority ethnic history and affairs and lived experience and all the rest of it. Black History Month seems to me is a pretty good way in. It's a convenient opportunity, it's quite fun, it's quite diverting, it's really interesting. There are histories that we don't often tell and stories we don't often hear, and it seems a pretty good opportunity.
I'd absolutely agree with that. I think it also shines a light on lesser known facts. Whilst I could probably sit here and say to you that all of history is important, and I think most people would agree with that, the fact is that there are some things that are lesser known, and they're lesser known for reasons in the way in which history is taught. I do a lot of work in schools, for example, and if you ask the average student who invented the light bulb, they would tell you Thomas Edison, and most tests would probably tick that as correct. But the fact is, Thomas Edison's light bulb filament did not work, it didn't stay on. But one of his workers, Lewis Latimer, did create the working filament. And those are the kind of things that come out of Black History Month.
I agree. I knew nothing about the Bristol bus boycott of 1963. I knew mainly about the events happened in the States. So I think, like Richard said, it's a great way of telling the stories and having interesting conversations. Interestingly enough, there are some celebrities and prominent members of society who think that Black History Month is a useless concept, not a great idea. Do we need a Black History Month? Shouldn't it be something we look at all year round?
Well, I've heard that too, and you know, some of those people who have that view are famous and some aren't famous, and it's a, you know, it's a legitimate point of view. Why should anyone's history, any people group's history, be relegated to a single month? Why aren't we celebrating history, all of history, all year round? It's a valid enough point of view, but I don't think it should negate the opportunity that focusing during a single month affords us, and I think we should grab it with both hands.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, perhaps, we would never be talking about race at all, because it would cease to be an issue, and we would be equally comfortable with everyone's experiences, but that's not quite where we are at the moment, so I think it's a great thing.
So talking about where we are at the moment, what else do you think the civil service can do to support black, Asian, minority ethnic employees in the civil service, outside of the civil service? What's going on in our organisation?
Well, I think it's one of those subjects where I do think talking is important, and talking is never enough for anything, but talking in this particular area is important. I think the conversation itself is a valuable thing, but it has to be accompanied by action, which we could do individually by mentoring people, by getting to know our staff networks, by learning who's on the talent programmes that we're sponsoring, by getting to know them individually, by asking the networks what it's like and what are the biases around in the organisation, by caring about the data, by encouraging people to record their ethnicity. You know, there's lots of stuff we can all do as leaders and as civil servants, but the conversation is important as well.
I absolutely agree with that. And I think in agreeing with it, I'd want us to be bigger, bolder and braver about those conversations too. You know, I absolutely hear what Richard says on that, and I agree with you, Richard. But my experience is that we tend to tip our toe into the water of that objective, and we don't really swim in it, we don't bathe in it, we don't actually enjoy it and reach for the enjoyment. And I think there's ways in which we can do that, and if we adopt a creative approach, and if we are really brave in our approach, I think it will release other people to be the same.
I agree with that.
We're all agreeing with each other.
Oh, yeah. I was going to... I'm about to disagree. I think one of the stumbling blocks could potentially be staff networks. So people often think that staff networks are for the people from the protected characteristic they are working with. What would you think about that?
Well, I'll dive in on this. I think this is potentially an area where we could have different, you know, legitimately so, but different points of view. I think for too long, staff networks are regarded as volunteer groups, groups that you are nice to have, and you can tick a box to say you've got one. I think what really needs to start happening is that staff networks need to be regarded as business critical. And in so being, they are invested in. They're not an option for senior managers to consider releasing staff to contribute or indeed budgeting. But we actually proactively talk about their intrinsic ownership of the issues affords them a proximity to the solution that is closer than most.
So I feel that very strongly. I'm a white race champion, and that means that I'm limited in some ways in how I can do the job. The intrinsic ownership point is really important. I hope part of my job as race champion is to bring the voices of the BME community to the top table or to other forums, and the best way of doing that is with the staff networks on board.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Again.
Here we are, all agreeing with each other. We've got a very bold ambition as the civil service. The civil service aims to be the most inclusive employer by 2020. That's going to include lots of various methods. How do we see that happening? What do you think needs to happen for us to get to that point?
Well, I think I'm into my fourth decade as a civil servant now, and so I guess I've got something to lean on here. But I think it does mean almost implicitly that we're going to have to do things differently. We'll have to do them differently to what we've done in the past, because something about what we've tried up until now has had us arrive at this point where we have got anomalies, discrepancies and underrepresentation, particularly higher up our organisations. And I think whether we're looking at diverse panels, but really holding leaders to account about diverse panels, whether we're talking about development programs that target underrepresented groups, and in this case, BAME, Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic Staff, I think there are ways in which we can look at what was the double tick system for people with a disability, now disability confident, but perhaps introducing something along the lines of race confident, where we actually look at how we can take proactive steps and measures to make our workforce more reflective.
I think we will make a breakthrough when we get a very larger number of Black, Asian, minority ethnic colleagues into the senior civil service. It's not all about senior roles, of course, but that is so important symbolically. It's also important for role models. It's also important because, as I said earlier, it then would mean that there are Black people in the room challenging practices which are inherently biased or are biased in a hidden and subtle way. So I think that breakthrough could be really important.
Rob, Richard, thank you very much for sharing your insights today on Black History Month and what we are looking to do in the civil service. Thanks everybody for listening. More information on Black History Month events and terminology referenced during this conversation can be found in the links below.